I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, former State Senator Jason Allen formally announced a run for Congress on the Republican ticket. He is looking for the seat that is currently held by Dan Beneshek, who is not seeking re-election at the end of his current term. We talked with Allen about some of the key issues in his campaign and why he's making a run for Congress. Here's more with Jason Allen.
The first issue that we're facing is that America is being challenged in so many different ways. But what I am concerned about is where we are headed in the defense posture. And when you look at having the smallest military, you know, basically since before the First World War, and I know that there are changes in technologies, we have to be very, very careful about what the role is of America and how are we going to protect ourselves.
You have a strong background with Veterans Affairs, Veterans Matters, Military Affairs. What are some of the key things that you would address if you are elected?
Well, the first issue you've got to look at it is then, what is the role of the regular Army versus the National Guard? And I've got to tell you that our National Guard soldiers are some of the best in the world. But the multiple deployments that are getting pulled up really is not good for America. They're doing a remarkable job. We need to build up our military forces. There's the drawdowns that are going on. The number of battalions and brigades that we have available is dwindling, and we've got to get some more basic regular Army, Marines, Air Force on the ground to be able to help us. Now, recognizing that drones are going to be changing the way we fight with air forces, recognizing that the Navy is much more modern than it was 100 years ago, certainly it makes sense to have a smaller fleet. But there has to be a continual modernization upgrade, and I'm very concerned about that.
You come into this race being very well known as a state senator from northern Lower Michigan. You're a Traverse City native. Your challenge ahead of you is to get your name out there in front of voters in Upper Michigan as well, which is a major part, right, at least geographically speaking, of the district. What will you do to make sure people get to know who you are?
You know, my track record, because as you know, I represented in my previous job the eastern Upper Michigan, is that they're as important as anybody that is in Alpena or is anybody that is located in Manistee. And so the first congressional district is the second largest east in the Mississippi. Shoe leather, meeting with constituents and being out at different activities is part of our strategy.
You're going to be announcing at an event in Marquette today as well that people can come and attend and find out. And that's at 5:00 at the Commons in Marquette, as I understand it. But you've been across the region quite a bit with your work with the Veterans Agency with the state.
Yes, sir.
What else do you see as important issues to go to Washington with, especially keeping in mind that Upper Michigan does have some unique needs? What will you be addressing if elected?
Well, Walt, as you know, and you talked about it within your interest in the arts, we have to have less government regulation and a fair, flat tax policy to encourage small entrepreneurs to get started. And one of the things that we have to do, because there is so much insights, intellect, and ideas in the first congressional district, is how do you reduce government regulation to get people starting small businesses so they can grow and nurture? Next, we have to figure out what to be doing to get the deficit and the budget balance and pay down the debt. It's, to me, hard to believe that for every constituent listening, there's $155,000 worth of national debt attached to their name. And we've got to figure out how to pay that down, because for my kids, I'm very concerned about that, and we've got to get our budget balance to pay down their debt.
We're speaking with Jason Allen this morning. He has declared as a Republican running for the 1st Congressional District. Right now, the main challenger in going into the primary is Tom Casperson, a Republican from Escanaba. He has that UP connection. You're the guy from downstate. Of course, we know that that's not supposed to exist in politics, but it does. How do you address that? How do people know that, in your opinion, you're the guy for the job?
When you take a look at what I have done to communicate on the veterans issues, what I have done in a small business, what I have done to sign the front of a paycheck, it's pretty clear that my background makes me uniquely qualified. Then when you add on my understanding of what's going on in national defense and veterans issue, with the Upper Peninsula having 10% of its population in veterans, I'm going to take care of all of the 1st Congressional District. I'm going to take care of all of Upper Michigan and make sure that they're represented in Washington, and that we are going to be holding true to those values.
Well, you do have an event coming up at 5 o'clock in Marquette today that people can come out and find out more about your run. But if people do want to find out more about you, your history, some of your campaign platform planks, how can they find out more?
You can Google me, jasonallen.com. It's a great website.
That's the comments of Jason Allen. He'll be making a campaign stop in Marquette later today at 5 p.m. at the Marquette Commons in downtown Marquette. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.